27 November, 3 p.m. local time, 6 p.m. GMT. We're at the camp just around the corner from the valley that leads up to the head wall and our upper camp on Mount Vinson. Woody, Martin, and I are over 10,000 feet. The carry that we did yesterday, just after I last gave you a call, went extremely well. You hope you get stronger on these trips, and in fact, we are. The carry that took us 8.5 hours the first time we did it only took us 5.5 hours yesterday. We don't have day and night here. The sun is always up high in the sky 24 hours a day, but in the Ellsworth Mountains, it will go behind the ridges, the steep ridges, for periods of time. This is the area, this is the time you treat as nighttime. We lost the sun about 2 p.m. local time, and the temperature quickly dropped to 28 below Fahrenheit. We didn't get it back till about 1 p.m. today. And I broke up the sausage that I cooked for our breakfast with my ice axe this morning. I'm looking at the guys building better walls in our camp here. We're going to take a rest here today before we move higher. We left the top book with Margot Talbot, down at Vinson Base. We speak daily with her by radio. And even though we're getting great photographs of our life here on the ice, we will not be sending dispatched JPEGs by email until we get back down to the computer ourselves. But we'll report daily as long as I can keep the solar charger going on this Iridium phone, and I'm confident I'll be able to. We're doing great. We'll rest well today. The boys are strong, and we're going to take our time and do this climb the right way.